chip termination letters for Christmas? Brandon Mueller reports that state officials have asked for $90 million from the federal government to keep more than 400,000 kids insured by the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP. But if the federal government doesn't act, funding for CHIP could dry up by late January, and CHIP participants in Texas could receive termination notices just in time for Christmas. The program is often used by working parents and pregnant women who make too much money to qualify for Medicaid, but can't yet afford other private insurance options. In Texas, those who qualify for this particular type of welfare benefits can pay as little as $35 a year for CHIP coverage, which helps offset the health care costs. With CHIP, the poorest among us can go to the doctor, get prescriptions, see the dentist and the eye doctor, among other health care services, and pay a low copay. In early November, every Democrat in the House voted against a bill that was passed by the Republican majority that would fund CHIP for 5 years, but would deauthorize Obamacare. That bill hasn't been taken up by the Senate, and it was opposed by House Democrats, including Houston's own Jean Green. In a statement issued in early November, Green said, I hope my colleagues in the Senate can work on a bipartisan compromise that does not reduce care or kick other people off their health insurance.